A converted tugboat braved the weather and the waves of the Bering Sea and Bristol Bay to arrive unannounced late last week in Dillingham. KDLG's Mike Mason went aboard the unusual vessel for this story.
The Mongye is an old French military tugboat that was decommissioned and sold back in 2002. It's been retrofitted with masts and sails in an effort to see if a working boat can harness the power of the wind, very much like the old fishing boats that made Bristol Bay famous before the advent of engines. The Mongye left Corsica in late April, headed north to brave the Northeast Passage north of Norway and Russia. The goal was to end up in Japan, but delays forced some changes. Le Mongye translates as the mango tree, and the vessel is captained by Philippe Haché. He decided to forego the trip south from Russia to Japan due to weather and the inability to get the proper paperwork from Russian officials to go ashore periodically. Instead, Haché pointed the Mongye towards Alaska with the intent of wintering here before heading off to another destination sometime next spring. He says the tides in Bristol Bay caught him off guard.
Tide is completely crazy, you know. A few miles from here in the north coast of Russia, there's no tide at all. And here you have 10 meters of tide, you know, and you don't know why. But so in Russia, it's not a problem at all to leave the boat in the water, because when it frees, it doesn't move anymore, you know.
Haché is exploring his options, which includes taking the Mongye to Homer, Seward, King Cove, Sandpoint, Kodiak, or another ice-free port in Alaska. If you go on board the vessel, one of the first things you might notice are the products from Corsica that are shared freely by the captain and crew. Haché says the journey through the Northeast Passage has been underwritten in part by companies in Corsica.
The only thing you can share easily is music, because every part in the world you hear music and you understand, because the language is a very big problem. We saw in Russia, you don't speak Russian, you can't communicate with the people. But with the music, yes. And the other thing is food and drinks. Then it's something universal also.
Haché and his crew basically had two big goals in mind for their journey. First, to actually complete the journey through the Northeast Passage and become one of just a handful of vessels to complete such a journey. Haché says the second goal was to test the ability to use sails on a working boat to conserve on fuel.
And the other thing is meeting people. because when you arrive with such a boat, such a different boat, most of the people, they look at the boat and you can enter in contact very easily with them. And that's an important thing.
One of the crew members on board the Mongye is Judith Pozzoli, who's been working on the project for over a year. She says the captain and crew had a good feeling about Dillingham when they saw it on the map.
And we had our first American burger. For us it was great, and to see how we are very surprised to see so many friendly people, because in Russia it was very limited, our contact with people, because the Russians were not allowed to come on board. So it was a long time ago since we had people on board.
Another of the people on board the Mongye is travel writer Karen Hewitt, who is assisting in the effort to document the journey through the Northeast Passage. She says the ultimate goal is to publish a book that mixes adventure with the love of food that is shared by all of the crew members on board the vessel.
And I think this good cook, this good cuisine, was a very important factor of everything went all right between us, humanly.
It's unclear where the Mongye is headed, but the vessel successfully left the Dillingham Harbor on Monday afternoon's high tide, headed for ports south along the Alaska Peninsula and perhaps even into the Gulf of Alaska. Captain Haché says he intends to winter the vessel in Alaska with the intent of possibly challenging the fabled Northwest Passage next year. So if you see a tugboat equipped with sailing masts pull into your port in the next few weeks, don't hesitate to ask permission to go on board and visit with a dedicated crew that braved the Arctic with good food, good drink, and good cheer. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.